Good morning. Another warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone starting in the upper 60s to lower 70s, even some mid-70s in spots, everyone with high humidity. And the humidity will remain high through the morning and into the afternoon as a cold front approaches from the north and west. With limited sunshine, temperatures should still have no problem reaching through the 70s and into the middle and upper 80s on average for afternoon highs, with some lower 90s in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. As the front makes progress in our direction, we run the risk at scattered showers and thunderstorms. The showers and thunderstorms could be on the stronger side, especially as we head into the afternoon hours during peak heating, and this is most likely to occur from the I-88 corridor in the Catskills, through the Hudson Valley, into the Greater Capital District, and into central and southern New England the second half of the day. Showers and thunderstorms will persist as the front continues to make progress toward the East Coast into the evening and overnight hours tonight as we dry out from north to south. Overnight lows will range from the 50s across the higher terrain and in the northern parts of New York and New England to the lower and mid-60s to the south. The dew point and relative humidity will drop after the front passes by, and we'll feel a big change come Friday morning. With a mix of sun and clouds Friday afternoon, it'll be cooler with much lower humidity and highs will stay in the 70s. In fact, even cooler air will move in for the weekend with plenty of sunshine on Saturday, lower 70s, and even staying in the 60s despite mostly sunny skies on Sunday. By the early part of next week, a system, which was formerly Gordon, will push moisture our way, and it looks like a good chance of showers and perhaps some thunderstorms with highs in the 60s on Monday, and showers and thunderstorms also possible on Tuesday as highs reach up toward the 80-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, what's left of Gordon continues to spin across the lower Mississippi Valley. The forecast has this tropical depression hooking north-northeast through Arkansas and across Missouri and Illinois by the end of the weekend. A swath of 2 to 5 inches of rain with localized higher amounts is forecast from Mississippi to Illinois in a boomerang pattern. This will create a vast area of elevated flooding concerns over the next few days. The Weather Prediction Center has portions of the lower Mississippi Valley and Midwest in a moderate risk for excessive rainfall. And Hurricane Florence continues to weaken but remains a hurricane as it moves across the central Atlantic Ocean, far from land, about 1,170 miles east-southeast of Bermuda and 1,060 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Florence is moving toward the northwest near 12 miles per hour. A turn toward the west-northwest with a decrease in forward speed is expected later today, followed by a turn toward the west by the weekend. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 115 miles per hour with higher gusts. Florence is still a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some additional weakening is forecast today, but Florence is expected to remain a strong hurricane for the next several days. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 59 degrees, with a west wind at 40 miles per hour, gusting to 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 21 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 76 degrees, the dew point 71, 85% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.10 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower 90s. Boston mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-90s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 92 degrees, a new record for the date. 65 was the low. The average temperature, 79, that's 13 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, just 0.02 of an inch for the month, which is 0.48 below normal, and 26.28 inches for the year, which is 0.37 of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 91, set in 1983, and the record low, 38, in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25 a.m., sunset this evening 7:21 p.m., 12 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs ranging from the mid-70s to the north to the mid-80s to the Glens Falls area. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, hot, humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, much lower humidity, cooler in the 70s. Mostly sunny, low humidity Saturday, lower 70s. Mostly sunny, upper 60s on Sunday. Mostly cloudy Monday and Tuesday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Staying in the 60s Monday, but up toward 80 on Tuesday. And a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.